with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two conservative news channels are going to face off in court.
Newsmax claims Fox has tried to maintain its market dominance through intimidation and exclusionary business practices to stifle competition. The network claims Fox tried to block it from platforms like Hulu and Sling and pressured guests to avoid appearing on Newsmax. A network attorney said the law is clear. Competition, not coercion, should decide what news channels Americans can watch. Fox says Newsmax is trying to place blame for its competitive failures in the marketplace to chase headlines simply because they can't attract viewers. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. military killed 11 alleged Tren de Aragua gang members aboard a suspected drug boat originating from Venezuela in the Southern Caribbean on September 2nd. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. acted against the drug boat instead of simply stopping it to seize the drugs.
Instead of interdicting it on the president's orders, he blew it up. And it'll happen again. Maybe it's happening right now. I don't know. But the point is, the president of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
President Trump secretly authorized military force against drug cartels in early August. Florida plans to become the first state to eliminate vaccine mandates that have been a cornerstone of public health policy for decades. State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo describes current vaccine requirements as an immoral intrusion on rights. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 24 points, the NASDAQ rose 218. This is SRN News. Experts in the United Kingdom are worried about the birth rate.
In an industrialized country, every woman of childbearing age needs to have an average of 2.1 kids to keep the population level. In Britain, the current birth rate is 1.4. In Scotland, it's 1.3. Academics and policymakers are sounding the alarm, warning that the UK's generous welfare state will be unsustainable if the population declines. Low birth rates are the rule throughout most of the industrialized world now. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belgium says it's planning to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state, but only if Hamas is removed from power in Gaza and all Israeli hostages are freed. One leading Belgian lawmaker tells the Jewish News Service that these stipulations mean his country will not be recognizing a Palestinian state in the near term. This is SRN News. Stocks returned to steadier ground.
Stocks rose on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 gained 0.5%. The index broke the two-day losing streak it's been on since setting its latest all-time high. The NASDAQ composite rose 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1%. Google's parent company, Alphabet, was one of the strongest forces lifting the market. Technology stocks overall did much of the heavy lifting. Also helping to steady Wall Street was the bond market, where yields eased following a weaker an expected update on the U.S. job market. Damian Troisi, New York.
It's an issue uniting the left and right. Republican and Democratic lawmakers who agree on little else are rallying support for a bill that would prohibit members of Congress and their families from owning and trading stocks. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.